Thank you for listening to this Belly Up Sports Podcast Network product. Some said we go belly up, so we made it our name, and we're still here.
Another day is here, and you're ready for it. What to wear? Check. Breakfast, lunch, and dinner? Check. Planning for what's next and how to save for it? That's where Bank of America can help. For your financial to-dos, Bank of America has experts ready to help get you closer to your goals. Get started at one of our local financial centers or 24-7 in our mobile banking app. Find a location near you at bankofamerica.com/talktous. What would you like the power to do? Mobile banking requires downloading the app and is only available for select devices. Message and data rates may apply. Bank of America NA, member FDIC.
When you need mealtime inspiration, it's worth shopping Kroger, where you'll find over 30,000 mouthwatering choices that excite your inner foodie. And no matter what tasty choice you make, you'll enjoy our everyday low prices, plus extra ways to save, like digital coupons worth over $600 each week. You can also save up to $1 off per gallon at the pump with fuel points. More savings and more inspiring flavors make shopping Kroger worth it every time. Kroger, fresh for everyone. Fuel restrictions apply.
Thanks to our friends over at Lottering Watches for sponsoring Time to BS Podcast. Use the promo code TIME2BS at Lottering.com for some sweet deals over on the website. That's Time, the number 2, and BS at Lottering.com.
It's time to BS.
Okay, welcome, ladies and gentlemen, to episode 144 of Time to BS. Thanks to our friends at U Stadium and Lottering Watches for supporting this podcast. I am Daniel Smooth, and I got you covered here for however long this fucking show takes, but regardless, I got you covered. We start things off with the Golden State Warriors beating the Celtics in sixth to win the NBA Finals. Not much there, really, not much. It wasn't really much of a back and forth, it was just, Boston got outplayed. Simple, Boston got outplayed, so not very much going on over there. The Western Conference Final in the NHL, Colorado sweeps the Oilers to reach the Stanley Cup Finals for the first time since 2001. Tampa Bay, once again, reaches the Stanley Cup Final for the third year in a row, beating a New York team, this time with the Rangers in six games. Tampa currently is down 1-0 against the Colorado Avalanche in the Stanley Cup Final. So that's the top stories for the day. Bruce Cassidy for the Boston Bruins was fired. Sends me into a fucking state of confusion. And then he immediately gets hired by the Vegas Golden Knights to be their new head coach. Okay, so I don't know why he was fired. It made no sense because he wasn't the problem in Boston. He wasn't the one signing all those stupid contracts. Don Sweeney. You know, I understand Don Sweeney could be a good GM, but like, holy shit, man. Like, the fucking boys club always wins. Like, I understand it's boss. I understand you're the Bruins. You're this historically great franchise. But fuck, use your heads, people. I can't stand stupidity sometimes. But then again, what do I know? The New York Islanders have decided to fire assistant coaches Jim Hiller and John Gruden, not to be confused with former Raiders coach John Gruden. This had to be done. They were the two power play coaches, two power play coordinators, both defensively and offensively. They were just, well, on the penalty kill, they were fantastic. But on the power play, they were just, dear God, they were atrocious. that's been their biggest problem. They can't score. Just like the nerdy kid in middle school. He can't score. But eventually, he will score. So points to that guy. John Tortorella. He's back in coaching. Hired as the new head coach of the Philadelphia Flyers. 4-year deal for him. They were heavily in on Barry Trotz. Just didn't get done. I thought Torts was a better fit for Philadelphia because they need some of that like attitude that Torts brings. And sure enough, he does. He brings that attitude that Philadelphia needs. All right. So, I've been rewatching Star Wars recently. I'm finishing up Revenge of the Sith. I've rewatched Phantom. I'm rewatching the movies in numerical order. So, more in timeline order, if that makes sense. So it's Phantom Menace, Attack of the Clones, Revenge of the Sith, A New Hope, Empire Strikes Back, fucking Return of the Jedi, Force Awakens, The Last Jedi, and then fucking Rise of Skywalker, and then that's it. I guess we could include Solo and Rogue One. I guess we can include that. You know, of all those movies, I don't have them. And that'd be great if I did have them, but at the same time, I'm glad I don't. So I didn't really like... I liked Solo. I did a lot. But... let's see what we got here. Let's see here. Fuck. The PGA Tour suspends 17 pro golfers, including major winners and master winner Phil Mickelson, Dustin Johnson, Sergio Garcia for participating in the new Saudi-led LIV Tour. Understandable. Yeah. I mean, the PGA Tour is better. They don't want their guys to earn more money. But do you think Phil and Dustin care about legacy? No. They don't care about money. Let them enjoy their money. Go for it. To play golf. Then again, golf is an extremely tolling sport. So, I can't say shit. Here's what we got. The LIV Golf Tour, supported by the Public Investment Fund of Saudi Arabia, which is controlled by the Crown Prince Mohammed bin Salman. Salman has been accused of numerous human rights violations, including the murder of Washington Post journalist Jamal Khashoggi in 2018. Okay. That's what I have written down, so there's that. There's a newest TikTok trend, which is called a healthy Coke. A mix between seltzer and balsamic vinegar. Good God, that sounds terrible. That sounds awful. We're only 7 minutes in. It's got through half of this shit. Christ, man. God help us all. Alright, here we go. Ryan Gosling is in a Barbie movie, and yes, he's playing Ken, because why the fuck not? Why not? The Amber Heard team is planning to appeal the court ruling, saying jury was confused. Also, Johnny Depp could sue Amber Heard once again for that. I guess. I mean... alright. Joker 2 will be a musical. And Harley Quinn will be played by Lady Gaga because, of course.
People are destroying this movie. People are destroying this movie, and not even hasn't even been filmed yet. Like, let people enjoy the film. Also, tonight, I'll get to the movie in a second, but Matt Riddle will battle Roman Reigns for the WWE Undisputed Universal Heavyweight Championship on SmackDown tonight. Good for him. I hope he wins. So, back to the Joker 2 movie. People are crushing this film. Like, honestly, I don't know why people are crushing it. Just enjoy the film. Like, honestly, just enjoy the film. Everything will be fine. Like, honestly, like, if you want, just enjoy the fucking film. People are honestly so fucking crazy when it comes to this shit. Like, if you're taking, are you okay? People are so critical of everything. People are so fucking critical of everything. Just enjoy the movie. Doesn't have to be perfect. Doesn't have to be special. If you enjoy the movie, that's it. People hate the movie Avatar. The fucking blue people. James Cameron. People hate that movie. I happen to enjoy it. It's not a bad movie. Titanic. People despise that movie. Why? I don't know. I enjoy it. Same with music. If you enjoy the movie, if you enjoy the music, who cares? You can have your opinion. Like, I think music today sucks. That's my opinion. I like Nickelback. That's my opinion. Creed, also a good band. Yeah, Creed sucks. So, it's my opinion. I don't care. Just because it's your opinion doesn't make you right. However, so people want to be right so bad. Just enjoy your life. That's the thing I've always wanted to understand. Why people can't just enjoy life. All this anxiety, all this stress, all this bullshit. Take your time to enjoy your fucking life. And there are, the rise in anxiety, the rise in depression has fucking skyrocketed. And it's because people just don't know how to enjoy life. Just take your time to enjoy your fucking life. And if that means, you know, you just take your time, just sit down, relax, drink a couple beers, and then call it a day. You'll be fine. Like, last night I was sitting on my couch having a few beers, and then I fell asleep at around 9 o'clock at night. Woke up at 2 or 3 in the morning. Went back to sleep, woke up an hour ago. I feel really good. You know, I just need sleep. Sometimes, because I've been battling the flu for, and if I sound congested, if I sound terrible, that's why. I had the flu for five days. And it wasn't terrible. It was more of just, you know, I thought it was COVID. Me personally, I honestly, thank God it wasn't COVID. You know when you're happy, it's not something, you're like,
oh, thank God it's not cancer, thank God. Or, oh, thank God it's only a stomach, it's only food poisoning. Oh, thank God. It's like you pray for stupid shit. You pray for good shit to happen, and then it was me. I tested for COVID. I tested, and then I got tested for the flu at the same time. I was like, okay, oh, thank God it's the flu. It's like that. So, yeah, my throat was acting up because my chest congestion. I had congestion in my head. I was not okay, because, okay, here on Long Island, we have a water park called Splish Splash. And it's on the east end of the island. So, me and my friends went over there. My girlfriend, we went over there, just had a good time. And it was 70-something degrees, like high 70s, early, low 80s. Which was, you know, not bad, except here's one problem. I was abnormally cold. Like, what the fuck? Why am I freezing? Why am I cold? This is not normal. And like, oh, you're fine. Like, no, I'm not okay. I'm not fine. I love the cold. This is too cold. I don't know what's going on. So, 2 days later, actually a day later, I had 100.7 fever, or near 101 fever, and I was like, alright, I'm sick. Still went bowling, because we're stubborn that way, and a day later, it was 102.8 fever. I was like, oh shit, I gotta fucking cool off. So, went to a doctor, got tested for COVID, negative, chest x-ray, fucking... There was congestion in my lungs, like heavy congestion in my lungs. So I was like, all right, it's fine. No problem. And I tested positive for the flu. Big deal. I'm alive. So there's that. It's just some of the stupid shit that you like to talk about. Let's see what we got here. DK Metcalf, extension talks have been fascinating, as the Chicago Bears have now been linked to trade talks for Metcalf. The Bears are looking to trade for a top-tier wide receiver with the departure of Allen Robinson for Justin Fields. DK Metcalf has emerged in trade talks as his father, Eric Metcalf, played for the Bears for a number of years. To my knowledge, and the Seahawks are not rebuilding. They're not. They're retooling. If they were rebuilding, this trade would have happened already. I don't know how many times I need to explain this shit. This is not hard. If the Seahawks were rebuilding, they would have done this. Fuck. Like, come on. No one caught that? Alright, good. Thank God for Twitter. Jesus. But. Alright, here we go. Alright. Top Gun is the number one movie in America. And a song from 1985 happens to be the number one song in America right now. That's quite hilarious. A new name has entered for this in the Seahawks starting quarterback discussion. Former Super Bowl quarterback and former heir to the Patriots throne, Jimmy McJesus Garoppolo. Some talk surfacing around the league that if Garoppolo become available, that the Seahawks would be the first team to pounce on the former Super Bowl quarterback. Here's the problem. The Niners have to cut him. San Francisco would need to cut him. Simple as that. They would need to cut him, like, now.
And San Fran wants to get rid of him. That's no secret there. They want to get rid of Garoppolo. And it would make all the sense in the world for Seattle to go get him. Watch Jacob Eason, the third quarterback in this Seahawk room, be the starter week one. That'd be hilarious to me. So yeah, there's Baker Mayfield, there's Jimmy Garoppolo. Some people were saying before Carson Wentz got traded, he could be the Seahawks quarterback. Ryan Tannehill was in that discussion for quite a bit because Tennessee can't afford him eventually. Alright, let's see what we got here. Thousands of cattle were found dead after supposed heat wave. Sure. Sure thing, pal. Yeah, they were murdered. Just throwing that out there. If it was a heat... Okay, first of all, I've seen, you know, there people are saying, oh, they've seen cattle survive, you know, 110 degree heat and be fine. This was in Kansas. Good God, people. Completely. I mean, this is the same shit that happened with the chicken farms. People are, you know, the fucking government is burning down chicken farms. They're getting rid of cattle because they want to go to a plant-based diet. Meanwhile, you got these dipshits that actually want to save this fucking planet from not turning into a garbage pit. And, you know, actually want to take care of the planet. You know, fucking plant some trees. Plant grass, flowers, fucking take care of our dying planet. Our home is dying. And it's our own damn fault. You know, I'm not like a tree hugger, but I am. You know, like I want to see my future kids, whenever they decide to come into this world. I'm not a father yet, don't worry. I want to see, you know, future generations have a home. You know, have a planet. It's like, oh, it's just, you know, it's just a piece of plastic. Oh, no, it's a piece of cardboard. No, it's killing this world. Actually take care of your home. Take care of your planet. Like you take care of your apartment, or your home, or your car. Actually take care of this place. You know? Because you can't expect shit to work unless you don't get involved in it. Here's my point. The vegan community. I'm gonna trash you guys. Because you claim you want to save this planet. You claim you want to save the animals. Meanwhile, it takes an entire fucking rainforest to build you one tofu salad. Fuck you. Like, actually, fuck you. Alright, I'm gonna stop there before I have an aneurysm. Dean Spanos, the owner of the Los Angeles Chargers, is being sued for misogynistic behavior because, of course, nothing to talk about there because it's just complete, I don't know. Here's the last thing of the day before we end the show. Vince McMahon is in the center of massive allegations against him, forcing him to step down as CEO of the WWE. His daughter Stephanie, who ironically stepped down from her position weeks ago, is taking over
as CEO amidst Vince having a $3 million affair cover-up.
Wow. This could be good. This could be really good. This is going to be really fucking good. Okay, here we go.
The WWE is investigating it. Vince's daughter, Stephanie McMahon, has been appointed by a special board committee to serve as interim CEO and interim chairwoman. Vince described a secret $3 million payment Vince McMahon made to a female former employee with whom he allegedly had an affair with. This is going to be good. Yeah, this is going to be really fucking good. This is going to be really fucking good. Triple H should be involved here. This will be really good.
Oh, man. I cannot wait for this whole story to unfold here.
CM Punk was right. CM Punk was right. Quite honestly, it'd be better if this company would be better if Vince McMahon's dead. But quite honestly, but trust me on that, it'd be taken over by his idiot daughter's doofus son-in-law and Triple H. Then again, what do I know? Okay. That's enough for me. Thanks for tuning in, guys. It is episode time to BS. Be sure to subscribe to our pages on Apple Podcasts, Spotify, TikTok. Follow us on TikTok, Instagram, and Twitter at Time to BS Podcast. This is Daniel Smooth coming to you from the beaches of Long Island and signing off. Have a good one, guys.